Sundry. The Sundry and District Museum is an arguably ideal venue to celebrate Alberta Culture Days. The local hub that catalogues and archives the community's history not only has a spacious and renovated interior space to display a variety of exhibits, but for a small town also boasts a sizable and well-preserved historic pioneer village grounds that includes an outdoor stage. So, there were numerous opportunities to host all kinds of events and activities September 23-24 in recognition of the annual celebration of the province's multicultural landscape. The events were well received and we had positive feedback on the activities, Carrie Couch, the museum's executive director, told the Alberton in response to emailed questions. The concerts in the village were a highlight with the weather being so beautiful, she said. The concerts definitely drew lovely crowds. And from there, those people discovered other attractions at the museum. Those included but certainly were not limited to rope making with Don Woodall and his wife Colleen, handcrafts with Jane Atkins and her helpers Alexis Couch and Angelia Couch, hand quilting with mother and daughter duo Hilda Gamble and Christy Gamble, and museum tours and simply enjoying a chance to sit on the grass either under tents, at picnic tables or in the sun to enjoy live musical performances by local talent. Overall, there were about 90 people who signed the guest book throughout the two-day event, she said. It is always wonderful to see families, young and old, come together at our beautiful museum grounds, smiling, learning and sharing. And the museum's partnership with the Sundry Municipal Library worked out wonderfully, she added. Although everything unfolded at the museum, the library helped line up arrangements for some of the events and activities, including a local artist who volunteered to impart some lessons to people who were interested in being introduced to the basics of drawing cartoon characters. Dax Stringer was scheduled to host one art learning session and ended up doing two, said Couch, adding he demonstrated his cartooning and then taught those techniques to the youth. On the afternoon of September 24, she said a pie auction was also held to raise funds for the museum's ranger station as well as for roof repairs on the barn. As well, a culture tree set up at the museum to offer both residents and visitors an opportunity to reflect upon and share what their culture means to them, is slowly but surely blossoming to life. Our culture tree is growing with leaves and submissions and it has been terrific to see how our community and those visiting celebrate their identity, said Couch. Among additional feedback submitted through the museum survey pages were comments praising not only the venue and its staff, the friendliness of the museum and event were awesome, but also the Culture Day celebrations, with one respondent calling the location a beautiful setting, and another expressing gratitude for the opportunity to access quality, child-friendly events close to home. Couch in turn also extended her appreciation for everyone who participated and supported the museum and pie auction fundraiser. A pie auction certainly was a traditional cultural event, one that brought people together and helped to build communities, she said. While Alberta Culture Days runs provincially every year throughout September, she said events in Sundry have traditionally been scheduled toward the end of the month. If you missed out this year, pencil it in for next year.